This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The State Department of Transportation has come up with a list of recommendations to improve bicycle safety, but bike enthusiasts are giving it mixed reviews and say some of the suggestions might actually make the roads more dangerous for them. On the one hand, biking advocates are pleased with a rule that would give them more protection from passing cars. On the other hand, they largely oppose a rule that would restrict them to one side of the travel lane. The DOT says the rules are going to make the roads safer by letting motorists know what to expect when they see a bicycle on the road. State of Things producer Will Michaels has been following the story and joins me now. Hello, Will.
Hello, Frank.
What prompted this review of state bicycle safety laws?
This started in the most recent legislative session. State lawmakers wanted the DOT to go back and take a look at bike safety laws in North Carolina for a few reasons. One, because of their ambiguity. So there is one phrase in the state bicycle laws that says that bicyclists are supposed to stay as far right in their lane as practicable. Now, that, of course, can be interpreted several different ways. It's very subjective. So they wanted a study committee put together by the DOT to go back and look at several different things. Now, the law stipulated a few different things in particular that they wanted the study committee to look at. One was, how should cars safely overtake bicycles? That the studies show that that is where a lot of collisions between bicycles and cars happen. For instance, on rural roads, when speed limits are higher, you may be, for instance, coming around a corner and not see a bicycle. That's where a lot of collisions happen. But they also happen in urban areas around intersections. So, again, state lawmakers just kind of wanted some more specific language when it came to state bicycle laws. But they also wanted to make the roads safer for bicycles. How can we actually make it so cars and bikes can be in the same exact lane safely?
Well, and we know there are more bikes on the road these days. People are taking an interest in cycling and, you know, more and more of them. So obviously a need to, you know, rethink and relook at these laws. But let's take a step back and find out how safe or unsafe the roads are. How frequently do cars and bikes collide?
Well, part of this committee was actually one member of this committee looking at how to change the laws was part of the North Carolina Highway Safety Research Center that's based out of UNC Chapel Hill. This is a group of researchers that takes a look at where all of these collisions happen. They say that it happens more than 600 times a year in North Carolina, closer to 700, actually. Most of these collisions actually happen in urban areas. As I mentioned, they happen in intersections, but about 20 fatalities happen each year, and those actually are more likely to happen in rural areas. Higher speeds, less visibility, and that's one thing that bike advocates have pointed to as a safety concern, is that they're not as visible if they stay to the right side of their lane in a lot of these instances, and that is what leads to accidents. Motorists just can't see them.
Right. You talked about a committee now, so let's just talk just very briefly about the process that these rules, because we're talking about a draft report at the moment from DOT, the State Department of Transportation, but they impaneled a committee to look at this. So tell us just a bit more about that.
That's right. So the committee is made up of several different people from the bicycle industry, as I mentioned, the Highway Safety Research Center, but also the trucking industry. They put this committee together earlier in the summer. They met several times between the summer and the fall. The law stipulated that they had to come up with draft recommendations by the end of the year. So this committee made recommendations in several different areas, one of which is how cars should safely overtake bicycles. Bicyclists are actually happy with part of this. One of their recommendations was that cars should be allowed to pass the double yellow line in order to safely pass a bike and give bicyclists 4 feet of room when they do that. That's actually more protection than what the state law gives right now. So bicyclists are happy with that. What they're not happy with is a recommendation that came out from the DOT. Now, the committee suggested that there should be no change in state law as to where bicyclists should ride. So actually keep that ambiguity in the state law that says stay as far right as practicable. What the DOT did in its final draft recommendations was different. There was a discrepancy. The DOT's recommendation says that bicyclists should stay in the right half of their lane. The DOT says that that is in there for the reason of letting drivers know what they should expect. In fact, I talked with DOT traffic engineer Kevin Lacey talking about why he added that provision into these recommendations, and here's what he had to say.
We drive for what we expect, and if you hardly ever see if you never see a cyclist on the roadway, if you ever never see pedestrians on the roadway, especially in these rural areas, you know, driver expectations is a tremendous benefit. So if I know that the cyclists are supposed to be over here, in most cases, if they're going straight, then that gives me a little more room as a motorist, and I should, you know, I shouldn't be as surprised if they're on that half of the road.
So that's Kevin Lacey again, state traffic engineer for the DOT, and he says that this is really meant to be kind of the same rules that you would have as a pedestrian, that you should be walking toward oncoming traffic so that cars can see you. This is kind of this is along the same lines. It's meant to be a guideline. And again, state law allows for bicyclists to go to the left half of the lane in some instances if they're turning left. But what the reason that bicyclists are worried here is that they think that they could be cited for something that they just do in order to stay safe, which is be visible, get in the left half of the lane so cars can see you. They're worried that they could be cited for that.
Right. Well, so on this committee that made the recommendations to DOT, were cycling clubs. What do they think of this?
I spoke to several cycling advocates, and they actually spoke mostly to this point that we were just talking about, which is staying to the right half of the lane. Here's David Cole. He's the president of the North Carolina Bicycle Club.
If you are over on the side, you are then out of sight, and it is intersections where accidents are most likely. So this proposal is under the heading of cycling safety, but that specific proposal is actually makes it less safe for cyclists when you're dealing with intersections.
Again, that's David Cole, president of the North Carolina Bicycle Club. He and I also talked about two other things that bicycle advocates don't really like when it comes to these recommendations. One, there's a group ride permit requirement. Now, that requires groups, informal groups of 20, 30 bicyclists or more to get permits if they're riding through a municipality, so they can that municipality can then let homeowners know that there's this big group coming through. You could argue that the DOT does argue that that makes it safer for – that makes it better for homeowners who know what to expect when they have a huge group of riders coming past them. At the same time, cyclists say, well, how are you going to enforce that? One, if you could have if you're giving this control to the municipalities, laws could be different in each town that I ride through. And cyclists, you know, routinely ride through several different counties and towns when they make these rides. So that's another concern that they have. Another one is riding two abreast. Now, the recommendations say that bicyclists should not ride more than two beside each other. There are 39 states, actually, in the U.S. that have that same requirement. There are only a handful that say you should only ride single file. Now, bicyclists don't like that there's a restriction there because they say, OK, well, what if you're coming to a four-way stop, for instance? Many times bicyclists will treat their group as one big vehicle. So if you're riding only two abreast and you can't fan out a little bit more, it's actually going to take longer for that group to get through that intersection. And if these recommendations, what they're arguing is, if these recommendations are for safety and efficiency, well, this actually makes it less efficient.
So if you're not riding a bike and you don't ride bikes, it might seem pretty logical to you, well, let's stay in the right half of your lane. What's wrong with that? Let's imagine now a two-lane highway with a yellow stripe down the middle of it. You stay on the right half of that and you'll be fine. Now, the problem is for cyclists, they'll say, well, yeah, but when I come to this old regulation, as far right as practicable, allows me some freedom. When I come to an intersection, I want to be out toward the middle and maybe toward the even a little bit farther to the left, because if I'm on the right side against the curb, cars don't see me. And that's when those accidents happen. So give me the flexibility to move out. Also, you know, things like drains and gravel and that sort of thing. That's the practicable part. I can't get to the curb because of the mess that's here. So this is part of this debate, why cyclists are a little bit unhappy with this.
Well, the other thing they're worried about is, for instance, if there are collisions, and we've already talked about at intersections, that's where that happens a lot. They're worried that they could be cited if they're not in the right half of the lane and they do get into collision, that they might not be eligible for accident claims. You could, as a motorist, go to court and argue that, well, that bicyclist wasn't following what the state law says. Therefore, even though I might have been in fault as a motorist, or you could argue, or the bicyclist could argue that I was at fault, I could argue that he or she was at fault because he wasn't in the right half of the lane.
All right. But again, happy about the fact that now motorists have permission. I mean, they tend to do this anyway. But again, a two-lane highway, you've got a bike next to you and you're coming up on the bike. You would like to know that legally you can't be cited for crossing that double yellow line to give that cyclist some leeway. Currently, state law didn't give you, in fact, doesn't, because these are draft regulations, give you that permission. Now you've got the permission to go, and it's up to the officer to decide whether you use the right judgment, right?
Well, and one thing that motorists, to that point, one thing that motorists don't usually know, most motorists don't know, is that bicycles are treated as vehicles under state law. So if you come up behind one at a double yellow line, or, you know, say it's a two-lane road and it's a double yellow line, and you come up behind a bicyclist, technically you're not really supposed to go over that double yellow line and pass it because it's a vehicle. So yes, this gives some more leeway to motorists and says to the police, hey, don't, if this driver is passing safely, don't cite him.
So where do these recommendations go from here? We've got a draft proposal now from DOT. What happens next?
Right. We should say this is all a draft. It's going to the legislature once state lawmakers reconvene later this year. It's going into committee, so it still has several more steps before it would actually become state law. And I'm sure between now and then we'll hear much more from the DOT and from bike advocates about how it could change several times before it actually makes it to the books.
All right, Will, thank you very much.
Thank you.
State of Things producer Will Michaels. Just ahead, a theater festival tells the stories of America's servicemen and women. You'll hear it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.